Little Johnny was sick on Palm Sunday and stayed home from church with his mother. His father returned from church holding a palm branch. The little boy was curious and asked, "Why do you have that palm branch, Dad?" Father explained, "You see, Jesus, when Jesus came into town, everybody waved palm branches to honor him, so we got palm branches today." "Aw, shucks," grumbled little Johnny. "The one Sunday I can't go to church and Jesus shows up." Today I'm going to ask you to do something different than I usually do, something maybe a bit unusual. Normally I would offer you comfort and consolation. I would hopefully give you something that made you think and leave here more fulfilled, more ready to meet the world. But not this Sunday, I don't. This Sunday, I want you to leave here a bit unsettled. I want you to leave here as if something's unfinished. I want you to leave here as if when you leave here, you're going to be planning for a special guest to come to your house at the end of the week, or planning for a big party where you got to think about the things you got to do and what you got to do. I don't know if you've ever taped a sporting event, like a Packer game or something, and if you don't tape it with the options, what usually happens is you get to the last 2 minutes and it stopped. And you never got to see how the end was. That's what I want you to feel today. That's what I want you to go home with today. A little bit uncertain, a little bit unsure. That's what Palm Sunday and the readings give us. We march in procession with a triumphant entrance with our palms. And then it's not before even the psalm reading, after the first reading, my God, why have you abandoned me? Our mood goes from exuberant joy to sorrow. And our palms, as you take them home, I don't want them to just be a prize for attending one of the longest masses of the year. I want you to keep it as a remembrance of the uncertainty and the unsettledness that you are to carry with you today. When we heard at the beginning gospel, it starts in triumph as Jesus comes to Jerusalem. "Blessed is the King," his disciples say, "who come in the name of the Lord. Peace on heaven and in heaven, and glory in the highest." But wait, we missed one detail of that. Right before the disciples sing that praise, this is what the passage says. "And now, as Jesus was approaching the slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God aloud." That place, the Mount of Olives, sounds familiar. Jesus starts his journey at the base of the Mount of Olives. We remember that we hear that again. We hear that again in his agony and his passion. He's arrested and taken on the Mount of Olives. So that triumphal entrance, even the beginning that we hear, happens under the shadow of the cross. And that's what I would like for you to take home today as you're feeling. Joy under the shadow of the cross. Today's Mass purposely leaves us a bit unsettled. That's almost why I think we need to have something to hold on to. Jesus is heralded as a king. And it's not long within the Mass that he's a king who's powerless and who gets killed. This year, above probably the last 3 years, we know and are familiar with that feeling of powerlessness and terror. Whether it's COVID or what's going on and we hear in the Ukraine, we feel helpless to do anything about it. We feel powerless to change the course of what's going on. Maybe for the first time in several years, we're coming into Palm Sunday already with that feeling of familiarity of what it feels like to be powerless and helpless. That's the feeling I actually want you to leave with today. But not without hope, because our story is about Jesus. Our story is about the one who came to save the world. And as you heard in the Passion, this had to be this way. It had to be done this way for the coming of the kingdom of God. Yet, neither do I want you to say, it'll be all right. Don't worry about it. I know how this story ends. I'm fine. I'm okay. This will be all right. Because unless you're willing to even a little bit enter into the suffering of Jesus, the story of Jesus, the mystery of Jesus, if you're not willing to take the anxiety and suffering and powerlessness that you have and link it with Jesus's, as Holy Week progresses, I tell you, you will not understand or fully appreciate the power of Holy Week. What does it really mean? And if you don't fully appreciate the mystery of Jesus's suffering, death, and resurrection, if you don't allow yourself to feel that tragedy in your heart, I tell you, Easter Sunday will just be another day. You'll be happy a little bit, but it'll be, man, I'm glad that's over. That's not what Easter Sunday is to be. You will not capture the fullness of joy if you do not capture this unfinished feeling that you leave with today and take it with you through Holy Week. I want you all to get the fullness of Holy Week. I want you to all feel that way so you can fully feel on Easter Sunday the joy of the resurrection. I want you to spend this week as if this is the last week that you are going to be alive on this earth. What would you do in your last week? Now, I don't want to sound, I mean, say, why do you have to be so dramatic, Father Dennis? It's because this is Jesus' last week. And he said, follow me. That's how important it is. I want you to be able to completely cry and have the sorrow when you hear that song, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" That African spiritual. But I also want you to have the anticipation in your heart when you hear on Easter Sunday, he's not here, he has risen. Our Catholic faith asks us to carry both of those things into Holy Week. The tragedy and suffering of Jesus and the triumph of him that we all know is going to happen. The essence, the secret of Holy Week is not tragedy followed by triumph. It's triumph in tragedy. That's the secret of Holy Week. And that secret unlocks for us every bit of suffering that you may have, every bit of powerlessness that you may feel, every bit of helplessness that you may feel, and links it to joy.